The time to buy this altcoin before its next 50 to 100x move is running out.
Massive rumors are beginning to circulate. And if true, this could result in the biggest pump of your life.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
The time is running out quickly before this altcoin could do a 50 or 100x if these rumors are true.
Okay, if these rumors are true, and we are hearing some things through the grapevine now, that this coin could absolutely pump, and it's for good reason, in my opinion. It has a relatively low market cap. It's in an industry that is seeing mass adoption. The team has been developing and building since 2014, so over a decade. It fits the USA narrative for built in America. It has Trump tailwinds from a recent article that you guys need to see in this episode. So there's a lot of things I think could catapult this thing to heights that we've never seen before. Especially on the back of maybe a Coinbase or a Binance listing.
Interesting. So there's like four or five main bullish points that we need to get across in this episode. So make sure to watch it to the end. And if you do like this content, share this with a friend, give us a comment, like it, because we're always bringing up bullish updates. But this is a very specific episode that had to be posted right now, because when you look at what is happening in the USA, you look at what is going on in the crypto industry, and then you look at some news that is specific to this altcoin. This is why we say, get in now before this becomes a mainstream altcoin that everyone in crypto knows about. The time is now.
So the Trump administration is embracing decentralized science, as it appears in this recent Forbes article that came out on digital assets. And for good reason, because in this article, when you go through it, it looks as though they are removing the funding that occurs in traditional science. You know, it's very hard for companies in the healthcare industry to get the necessary funding. It comes down to maybe equity. Maybe it comes down to biases, political stances, all these things. So they're suspending federal financial assistance, and this suspension is going to affect funding streams in healthcare, which is detrimental, I think, to being able to get new medicines out into the industry, being able to help the general population, make healthcare cost effective. Not good. They've also enforced this thing called the Hyde Amendment. Basically, it prohibits like abortions and all these things. But it's also going to lead into canceling data collection. So that means the data that these scientists use ultimately end up enhancing, you know, the medicine and stuff that we get. So what does that mean for decentralized science? Decentralized science actually fixes all the problems that the Trump administration has kind of put a kibosh on traditional funding for this. And we already know that they're embracing blockchain. We already know that they're embracing crypto. We already know that they're focusing on US-based altcoins. So what project out there is facilitating the new wave of healthcare and hits all these boxes from a USA-based crypto project?
Exactly. And it's the one we need to highlight today, because this is the one that could do the next 50 or 100X. But I just want to, again, hammer on your point at how bullish this article actually was. And most people missed it,
yeah,
like they do with most important things, right? We see these are, there's so much noise, and I understand there's so much noise in the crypto market, in the financial markets, that very important articles that are giving you clues as to where the next massive billions of dollars of inflow, you might miss them. But that's why we're here, to make sure you don't miss them. So this article literally came out and said the Trump administration is embracing decentralized science. Now, this is the first time we've officially seen this confirmed. And it went on to say, look, basically the conclusion is the Trump administration is not happy with the way that current science and medical funding is done in America. They're kind of restricting funding to that. And we know they're already looking for alternative ways. And we know that people like RFK Jr. are, they've been looking at decentralized science. And we know that the USA, or the Trump administration, likes USA-based altcoins. So what we are doing in this show, we need to find the one project that is, one, leading this new decentralized science movement, which we know the Trump administration could be pumping billions of dollars into, and two, also fits in with the USA-based, made in America, no capital gains on American altcoins. And out of all of the cryptos in the entire industry, there is one that is going to be the maximum beneficiary of these two massively bullish catalysts. And the name of it is AxinDAO, AXGT.
Super important to focus on AXGT right now. Remember, this is a team that is based in America and started in 2014. They have been building for over a decade. They are doing everything abiding by the laws and abiding by the regulations that have been set out by, you know, the SEC and the current regulatory framework that exists in America. Now the Trump administration is pro-crypto, they are accelerating U.S.-based cryptos, and that is, he's trying to bring everything into America. You have Binance right now saying, like, look, this could be the one of the hottest trends of 2025. In an article, Decentralized Science is poised for growth in 2025. They see over 10 different projects reaching over $100 million market caps. Who is leading the way right now when it comes to decentralized science? It is AxinDAO. Mm-hmm. You know, partnerships with NVIDIA, grants from Polygon. You know, they're going to be speaking at the NVIDIA conferences, the NVIDIA summit this year in front of billionaires. They're releasing this AI ring, you know, the listings. Now we're hearing the murmurs of these listings, and who is already on base? AXGT. You can trade and buy AXGT not only on Ethereum, but you can also buy it on base. Mm-hmm. It's on base for when they are collecting and retrieving data from users, because it has, if you're going to have a product that goes out to the masses, it needs to be fast. It needs to be cheap, because when you're swapping on base, it costs like 2 cents.
Yep.
It's great. So when you're already on base, it allows for the seamless integration to the Coinbase wallet. Who is BlackRock working with? They're working with Coinbase. Mm-hmm. Who is going to be the exchange right now for the entire globe? Who's mm-hmm. going to keep forcing Coinbase into every single country out there?
Yep.
It's Coinbase. So I think, and when we're hearing through the tea leaves, is that we could be seeing a Coinbase listing. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but we don't know when it's going to hit. But when it does, that's when it catapults its price into places we've never seen before.
Yeah, 100%. That's why we keep saying, look, do you want to get in on AXGT before a potential Coinbase or Binance listing, which could send this token so much higher? Or do you want to chase the price up or buy the top, right? And when you think about all the things that are happening again with USA-based cryptos, right? We've seen Eric Trump come out and say they are going to get rid of capital gains on American-based cryptos. Well, AXGT is one of those few American-based cryptos that fits in with all the decentralized science stuff. So what do you think is going to happen when investors have a choice of what coin to buy? If they say, look, if we can buy AXGT, we're not going to have to pay any capital gains. And then you might say, well, it's kind of hard to buy AxinDAO right now in the States because it's not on any main exchange. That's where the Coinbase listing comes into play, because it's now going to give American citizens access to buy the number one American-based small mid-cap altcoin in decentralized science, which is AxinDAO. So here's what I predict, is that in the next few months, again, we don't know exactly when it's going to happen, we're going to see sweeping confirmations from the Trump administration saying, look, altcoins are on in America. Staking, DeFi, no capital gains. And I think we're going to see massive institutional investment into American-based cryptos. Then from AxinDAO specifically, honestly, I think we're going to see a bunch of centralized exchange listings, including Coinbase, possibly Binance. And that is going to make it a lot easier for people around the world, and most importantly in America, to buy AXGT. So what's going to happen to the price of AXGT when this happens? Well, I think For now, I think you can see probably 5, 10x. But that's why we say this thing can 100x in the future, because with all the things they're doing, this is a multi-billion dollar project. And let us not forget that AxesInDAO is well on their way to becoming an official partner with NVIDIA, which almost no other crypto project is. And with that entails a no less than $20 million investment from NVIDIA themselves. And like you said before, they're going to the NVIDIA conference special invite, of course. Maybe they secure that partnership there. Again, these are so many potential bullish things for AxesInDAO. That's why we say buy now before it pumps.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they have over 40,000 holders already in less than it's about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive. There's not a lot of projects out there that have accumulated that many organic followers, mm-hmm. that many organic holders. And I really think that as they start to roll out this Cure Ring and Cure operating system, like, this is a team that's it's head down, working hard every single day. They are going to deliver on their promises. And this is one of the few projects out there that I'm proud to support, proud to back. I see the writing on the wall, and the catalysts are there for this to be, you know, a blue chip altcoin.
100%. And then you even look at the stuff that the changes they made with the token recently. They're burning the supply of AXGT. So now it's deflationary. All the transaction fees are a portion of every transaction fee from every day, every month. They burn that AXGT.
Pretty crazy.
So the supply is decreasing. The demand is increasing. The accessibility through upcoming listings on exchanges, including potentially Coinbase and Binance, is increasing. So when you put those things together in a math equation, you say, look, the supply of the token is going down, the demand is going up, and the accessibility is about to go way up. That means that in theory, the price should go up dramatically. Now, of course, none of this is financial advice. This is just our opinion and what we're doing and how we're positioning our portfolio. But when you look for an American-based altcoin with the potential to 1500x, which has literally ticks all the boxes in terms of being in America, being in a red hot industry that the Trump administration has said they're embracing. You want to buy things like this before they get on the main exchanges, not after. You want to get in early. That's why we always say get in early. There is no coin I would rather have in my portfolio for 2025 than AXGT, because it literally ticks all the boxes for the 100x, and that's why we wanted to make this episode today.
And also, one last thing to point out is the strength it showed during the most recent rebound. Mm-hmm. You know, we had that massive liquidation event that occurred back in early February, mm-hmm. and it just tanked the entire altcoin market. What rebounded was one of the hardest rebounding coins out there, just mm-hmm. showed significant strength. It was up like 50% the next day.
Yep.
It was an absolute that just shows that there is demand.
People are buying it.
People are buying it. Like, people see the vision there. So that, to me, that also says a lot about this project.
Yeah, 100%. This is going to be one of the biggest winners of 2025 and beyond. This is a long-term hold for me. Like, I would not trade this. I would not buy it and sell it and buy it and sell it. This is just a buy and hold and wait for this team to deliver on the massive promise to make this a multi-billion dollar project and probably get into the top 100 of all of cryptos. Can it 50x, 100x, Coinbase, Binance? Why not?
Maybe they'll even add some staking and people can start earning on that.
That'd
lock
be nice.
It up, baby.
That'd be nice, yeah.
All right, hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.